Lawrence A. Vaincourt wrote this poem about his next door neighbour, who was just an ordinary man who had an ordinary job, but Mr. Vaincourt knew that he was a returned serviceman. And on his death, he wrote this poem about his ordinary neighbour, and he called it Just a Common Soldier. He was growing old and paunchy, his hair was falling fast. He sat around the RSL telling stories of the past, of a war that he had fought in, of deeds that he had done, of his exploits with his mates. They were heroes, every one. Though sometimes to his neighbours his tales became a joke, all his RSL mates would listen, for they knew whereof he spoke. But we'll hear his tales no longer, for old Tom has passed away, and the world won't note his passing, though a soldier died today. He won't be mourned by many, just his children and his wife, for he lived an uneventful and ordinary sort of life. He held a job, raised a family, quietly going his way. But the world's a little poorer, for a soldier died today. When politicians leave this earth, their bodies lie in state, and thousands note their passing and proclaim that they were great. Papers tell their story from the time that they were young, but the passing of a soldier goes unnoticed and unsung. Is the greatest contribution to the welfare of our land a bloke who breaks his promises and cons his fellow man, or the ordinary fellow who in times of war and strife goes off to serve his country and offers up his life? A politician's stipend and the style in which they live is often disproportionate to the service that they give. But the ordinary soldier who offers up his all is paid off with a medal and perhaps a pension small. It is so easy to forget them, for it was so long ago that the soldiers of our country went to battle. But we know it was not the politicians with their compromise and ploys who won for us the freedom that our country now enjoys. If you find yourself in danger with your enemies at hand, would you want a politician with their ever-shifting stand? Or would you prefer a soldier who was sworn to defend his home, his kind, his country, and would fight until the end? He was just a common soldier, and his ranks are growing thin, but his presence should remind us we may need his likes again. For when countries are in conflict, you will find the soldier's part is to clean up all the problems that the politicians start. If we cannot give him honour when he is here to praise, then at least let's do him honour at the ending of his days. Perhaps just a simple headline in a paper that would say, "Our country is in mourning, for a soldier died today."